morning. Anybody there?
Good morning, Anita. How are you?
Morning, Elaine. Well, I'm running late. I couldn't get woke up this morning, so.
Uh-oh. Well, kind of,
Good morning. Who else came on?
Loretta.
Good morning, Loretta.
Hi.
Elaine's here, and I'm here. I don't know if anybody else is. What's going on in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
I've been sick for a week with a virus, but I'm feeling much better.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I guess all this going back and forth to visit my husband is just wearing down my immune system because I don't ever get sick, but I've been sick twice in the last 3 months. So.
Oh, wow. How are
you
doing?
Looking forward to some nice weather. It's still very cold here. The sun's finally come out, but it's very, very chilly. The wind blows all the time, it seems like.
Yeah, ours has been doing that here, too. It looks like it's nice.
I'm looking at my plants that I get sitting in my sunroom here. I've got squash and about 18 tomato plants.
Oh, wow.
They're about 3 inches high now. I'm thinking, I wish I could get them outdoors and get them in the ground.
Right, yeah.
Getting anxious. Has anybody received any of their free cans of Vital Balance yet, or is it just too early?
I haven't had enough people order that I should get any free ones, so.
I thought I would get one. I think I did get 3 people, but I thought they said they were going to send them out like on the 12th or 13th of April, but I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, that I don't know.
So I haven't been on the call in quite a while, a couple of weeks. Anything happening?
Not a lot.
No?
A bunch of them were down to Texas for the conference they had down there.
Oh.
I know. I think Sharon and Denny are probably on their way home because they were at Jeannie's yesterday.
Anybody having any good results with the new balance, with the Vital Balance?
I really haven't used it that much. I kind of didn't during tax season, and I've been starting to use it this last week or two. Seems to work okay. I'm not being hungry with just using that.
That's what I've noticed the most. I think it really holds you quite a while.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any weight before.
Me too.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Good morning. Who else came on? Now we've got some background noise and not sure who else is here.
Any snail.
Yeah. Good morning. Who else is coming on? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm all right. Elaine and Loretta are here besides myself, and I heard a couple of other beeps, but nobody else has said anything, so.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I figured Monty'd be here.
Well, I thought maybe it's driving. I'm not sure what we're doing today.
I hope he's okay. But, nobody's ranting about anything. I will, put in a couple cents worth. It's been interesting as I've seen over the last few days that, they have a Stop Monsanto, march scheduled, pretty much, worldwide. And
So I think that will be very interesting to see how, I'll put a poster on the blog and links to a website that that tells you all the different places around the world and around the United States that they're having get-togethers and demonstrations against Monsanto. It also includes a listing of U.S. government people that are in U.S. government that have been former Monsanto employees that are now employed by the government, including senators and all kinds of things. So that's sort of interesting.
I got a deal on frankenfish yesterday or the day before. You could go in and sign a petition on that one.
Somebody's got a lot of noise there.
Yeah, we've got a lot of background noise this morning.
Somebody's in an area that's real noisy, so they're walking or something, and they're not talking. Might want to star 6 from you.
On before you came on, so.
Sounds like the wind. Someone's outdoors with their phone in the wind.
I don't know. I thought it sounded like somebody was running a blender or doing something, so.
Sure.
Yeah, all of these genetically modified things are getting scary anymore.
And especially, I didn't even know anything about that thing with the bill that the president signed that I guess was pushed very hard by President Obama to get through, that the fact that Monsanto couldn't be sued because of genetically modified things. I thought that's absolutely amazing that something like that would happen.
I hadn't heard that one yet.
Yeah, that just happened this last week, in the last week or two. The legislation got pushed through and that Monsanto couldn't be sued.
Oh, wow.
And courts couldn't bar GMO foods from being used in food products.
Mm.
So, sounds like government's really protecting us again.
Yeah.
That's sort of called the Ruby Ridge of the food supply.
Yeah. I'll have to send you this on that frankenfish and stuff if
okay.
I haven't erased it.
What else did I see on Facebook today? Saw something else. Okay, I'll just keep looking here for a second. I'll find something. My son posted a something on Facebook. It has a little cartoon about this. 323 deaths attributed to modern sporting rifles, 195,000 due to medical malpractice. That makes Obamacare 603% more deadly than an assault rifle.
Mm, I see.
That was sort of good. Of course, we've been hearing that for years, that all these different things. Gentleman here in Logan, Utah, shared a healthy food raw diets photo. The photo says natural painkillers in your kitchen.
Mm.
Ginger for muscle and joint pain. Cure a toothache with cloves.
garlic.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that
years.
One.
Yeah, we've done that for years, taking garlic capsules and or the liquid gels or whatever you want to call them of garlic and poke them with a needle and then squeeze them into the ear and then put cotton there to hold it in. Taking care of a lot of earaches in our house. Same chronic pain with turmeric. And endometrial pain with oats.
Hmm.
Relax painful muscles with peppermint. Give back some TLC with grapes. And heal sinus problems with horseradish.
Now it does open your sinuses up.
Yeah, it does. Go after dinner, eat, get some good strong horseradish. It really says hello to you. Okay, what else did I have this morning? This is just all from this morning. Things people have done. Gary Roundy posted a post about stroke. And stroke has a new indicator. They say if you forward this to 10 people, you stand a chance of saving one life. Will you send this along? Blood clots and stroke. They now have a fourth indicator, the tongue. During a barbecue, a woman stumbled and took a little fall. She assured everyone she was fine. They offered to call the paramedics. She said she just tripped over a brick because of her new shoes. They got her cleaned up and got her a new plate of food while she appeared a bit shaken up. Jane went about enjoying herself the rest of the evening. Jane's husband called later telling everyone that his wife had been taken to the hospital and passed away. She had suffered a stroke at the barbecue. But they know how to identify the signs of a stroke. Maybe Jane would be with us today. Some don't die. They end up in a helpless condition instead, like my mother did. It only takes a minute to read this. An oncologist says that if he can get a stroke victim within 3 hours, he can totally reverse the effects of a stroke. Totally. So the trick was getting a stroke recognized, diagnosed, and then getting the patient medically cared for within 3 hours, which is tough. In great big huge letters. Recognizing a stroke. Thank God for the sense to remember the three steps. STR. Read and learn. Sometimes symptoms of a stroke are difficult to identify. Unfortunately, the lack of awareness spells disaster. The stroke victim may suffer severe brain damage when people nearby fail to recognize the symptoms of a stroke. Now doctors say a breath scanner can recognize a stroke by asking three simple questions. Ask the individual to smile. Ask the person to talk and speak a simple sentence. Okay, coherently, example, something like a sentence, you know, most people know about a rhyme like chicken soup. And then R is ask him or her to raise both arms. If he or she has trouble with any one of these tasks, call emergency number immediately and describe the symptoms to the dispatcher. A new sign of the stroke, stick out your tongue. Another sign of the stroke is this. Ask the person to stick out his tongue. If the tongue is crooked, if it goes to one side or the other, that is also an indication of a stroke. Cardiologist says if everyone who gets this email sends it to 10 people, you can bet that at least one life will be saved. I have done my part for you.
That sounds good.
So, I don't, with my mom, the last stroke, the last big stroke that she had, she refused to let her people that were in the assisted living place that she was at contact any of us family members and such, and it was like 24 hours before we really realized what was going on. And by that point, she lost her left side. It was pretty sad. Then she was frustrated for 3 more years of living with an arm that didn't work very well unless she had a knee and bracelet on it. If she could put a knee and bracelet on it, she could move it back and forth herself on a flat table. But without the bracelet, she couldn't move it. So I thought that was sort of a sign.
Yeah.
Another thing I thought was interesting I read this morning, rheumatoid arthritis sufferers, this may sound weird to you, but if you take conventional drugs like methotrexate and a couple others, prednisone, Enduril, Humira, Remicide, and your condition worsens, it may be because your rheumatoid arthritis is from an infection. Germs that cause rheumatoid arthritis symptoms include Mycobacterium tuberculosis, Mycobacterium marinum, and Lyme disease. It's Lyme disease, Borrelia burgdorferi, Baronella, a Lyme disease co-infection, it says, and syphilis. Conventional drugs suppress your immune system, and this will exasperate you, not help. These drugs will never eradicate the bugs, so if you get worse on them, it's your clue. Condition may be an infection as opposed to an autoimmune disease. And they show horrible, horrible pictures of some x-rays of deformed hands.
Oh.
And then a couple of things. A gentleman by the name of David said, my 9-year-old son was diagnosed with RA. I refused to give him the drugs. I gave him curcumin daily. That was a year ago. Now he has no pain.
What was that you gave him?
Hold on a second. It's spelled C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N.
Okay.
Curcumin. Never heard of it before, but there's lots of things I've never heard of.
Well, it's a component in one something. Pepper, maybe? I'm not sure.
Okay. So I thought that was interesting. And another person, last name of Perez, I have no idea how to pronounce the first. Genetic SNPs are the small areas tested to determine if someone has genetic predisposition towards certain diseases. And could you please include coverage of the role of genetic testing? For example, does the infection change the DNA? Or vice versa, is the DNA present and therefore more prone to damage? And then some other, quite a few different things. We can talk about pain medication. We've got morphine patches, pills, you name it. Now TENS, Lortab, it helps a lot. When it stops, what's next? There's another person, Roper, that for 20 years I was told I would have full-blown RA when I was older, diagnosed with Lyme. Oldest son was told he had myasthenia gravis, also Lyme. Had we given him prednisone for his autoimmune, it would have probably killed him or caused severe brain damage. Someone else says, so what should you say for RA and was one of the things. Regular lab, I guess. My RA doctor ordered them so I could not have RA. My dad had it. He is deceased at age 54. His doctor had said RA heart attack. My older sister, by 1 year, also has RA. Could the doctor be wrong on all three of us by doing blood work? I would love to be cured from this terrible pain and swollen joints and side effects from meds. So, a lot of interesting things out there.
Well, joint helps with inflammation, and so does alfalfa and vitamin C in combination form an antihistamine.
Right. Yeah. But like I said, I thought it was very interesting to have so many different things on one morning. Just amazing how many things are going on in the world and how much people need the products that we have. So hopefully that will help some people today.
Yeah. Good.
Try to pull with these along. So anyway, I've got to run. I've got to log into work. So everybody have a great day.
Thanks for coming in and rescuing us.
Yeah. I don't know what was going to happen on Monday morning. I've
but been given the opportunity by a forced decree that I have to show up for 2 hours of mandatory overtime Monday morning, so I have to be to work at 6:30 instead of 8:30.
Oh, my.
So, but I don't think Monday's call will probably get recorded.
Okay.
So, unless Shutter uses the automated system to record it, because I think they have a way of doing it, but I don't know what it is. So,
yeah,
anyway, everybody have a great weekend, and appreciate all of you.
Thanks.
Travel safe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
See you.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.